Hey, okay. this is Fish and Frank, and another on the water radio fishing, Captain Brian Ball, and talked to Brian a little bit earlier, and we're going to find out how his day went. So, what happened today, Brian?
It was one of those days where if you're not running around in the boat, it's all right, you know, as far as the weather, but when you're moving from spot to spot, you are getting soaked. We had a bunch of rain move through our area today, and it's still raining as we speak at my house, but the fish are always wet, so they didn't seem to mind. We caught a fair amount of redfish, most of them in the smaller range, 20 to like 22 inches.
What were you using for bait?
That was fishing with shrimp just on a jig head, like 3/4 of a shrimp just on a jig head.
All right. Slow moving, sitting still?
Actually, sitting still was the ticket today. You know, that water temperature's still pretty cold, and they seem to prefer it when it was sitting still. I'm fishing a lot of grass too, you know, around the pothole, so if you move the jig at all, it ends up getting covered in grass.
So we're hearing a lot of varied styles, and one thing that seems to be kind of the thing for the last few days, doing these on the water reports, and boy, a quarter mile, half a mile, north or south can make all the difference in the world. If you're lucky and you're in the right spot, and the sun and the wind and the rain and everything all align perfectly, the fish bite. And if you're under the wrong cloud, things get a little slow. And there's no rhyme or reason to it that I can find.
Yeah, I would agree with that, definitely. I know yesterday I fished a two-boat trip with Dave Latham, and we were literally like a quarter of a mile, maybe eighth of a mile apart. And, you know, we're sitting there catching them pretty much, you know, every bait, and he's down there struggling, and literally he moved up there by me, and then he started catching them. So it's just funny how you can be fishing, you know, what you would think pretty much the same general area, and it not work out for you.
And you can see fish in both spots, and one school's eating and the other school's not. And
exactly.
It's amazing how it works, because everybody has good and bad days, and some of it doesn't even have much to do with the captain or his knowledge or his fishing ability. Sometimes it's just that school, maybe they fed an hour before or something. You know, it's so hard to figure out, you know, what's going on, and we're hearing different stories all around the harbor today. And it sounds like you had a pretty good day. It wasn't light the world on fire, but a good day.
Yeah, it was consistent, Frank. You know, we bounced around, fished four or five different spots, and we caught fish, you know, at every spot, but it was never just like gangbusters today. We kind of had to work for it, but we ended up with a nice bag of fish. We caught redfish, smoked trout, a few flounder, but it was good. The boys were happy. Yeah.
It sounds like it was a really good day. I think your standards are a little too high here, buddy. It sounds like it was a darn good day. I think your standards are a bit much. I think, you know, for us normal fishermen, that sounds like a great day.
It was fun. Like I said, I had some younger kids, so it was nice for them to get some quick action. And then, you know, like I said, just kind of stayed consistent, but never really got gangbusters for us.
Yeah, well, sometimes that's kind of nice, especially with young people. They need to know a little bit of patience. Like if they get to work at it a little bit, I think they learn to appreciate it more. You get them out there and it's too easy, literally too easy, they get bored with it.
Yeah, that happens from time to time, especially in the fall. You know, we get some first-time clients on the boat and go out there and settle down a school of redfish where literally you could catch them on a popping cork and a hook. And then the next time they show up, it's like January, right after a cold front, and they're like, why aren't we catching so many redfish like we did last time?
But it's all good. Now, if somebody's going out, like tomorrow, we're supposed to have gusts over 20 miles an hour. Are you going out in the water?
I am not. I canceled. I'm going to sleep in, take my kids to breakfast, and do honeydews around the house. I'm going to let... let everybody else have it tomorrow.
Smart man. Now I've talked to another captain who's going to cancel out tomorrow. I was thinking about going with my dad, but I think I'm going to cancel tomorrow. We're going to look at Wednesday or Thursday.
Yeah, I think in the next few days after tomorrow should be better and better. I'm actually going to be going offshore on Wednesday. So go out and do a little red grouper fishing. Hopefully they cooperate for us.
They've been doing pretty good. Now, you're having to work a little further than what they were, but still, you're getting that 60, 80 feet of water, and I'm hearing some pretty decent reports on the red grouper, so I think you're going to have a good day.
Yeah, hopefully so. Got this guide book for a few days in a row, so hopefully we can get off to a good start.
Yeah, keeping a weather eye out for amberjack, a couple of cobia here and there, and some king mackerel. They've all been kind of, since this weather's changing, they're kind of moving around a lot. But you're usually pretty lucky, so I think you're going to find a good hit on those. But
I enjoy catching those amberjack, man. They're pound for pound. Those things pull hard.
Yeah, it's just wreck your tackle stuff. I mean, we get guys that come in and they, I don't want to spend much. I don't go off, and they go out there and they get a 90-pound amberjack, and it just literally destroys the gears, the drag, everything about the reel. They're back at, can I get you got one of those pens over there? Can I get one of them? Yeah, you can do that. Yeah. But so later in the week, what would you call good fishing, and where would you send somebody if they were going to go?
You know, like we spoke the other day, the water temperatures are still down. You know, if the sunshine comes out, the harbor itself is pretty shallow, so it warms up quick. But as long as we still have these cooler mornings and whatnot, I'd really try to focus on, you know, that darker bottom. I found that I'm catching more fish even, you know, if I can find, you know, muddy water. You know, you don't want to find something that's like chocolate milk, but if you can find something that's got a little bit of stain to it, or, you know,
like a light cup of tea.
Yeah, exactly. That crystal clear stuff where you're running around, you see all those fish. You're good luck to you if you can catch them. You're a better man than I, because when they're out in that crystal clear water, they're hard to catch.
Yeah, it's nice having a little bit of stain in the water, kind of hides you, and it makes everything work a little better. Darken up your colors just a touch, and go for those fish in there. But the redfish, I'm hearing reports of redfish literally from one end of the harbor to the other, majority of them around lower slot. And, you know, nothing, one or two schools of big fish, but mostly lower slot.
The average fish right now for the areas that I've been fishing is like 4 pounds, you know, nothing. If you catch 15, 20 fish, you might catch two of them that are bigger than that, and the majority of them are 3 or 4 pounds, and some of them even smaller than that.
Yeah, I'm hearing a lot about 20 inches all the way down to about 12 and 14 inches, but figuring from 18 to 22 is about the average fish right now, inches-wise.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. All right, well, Brian, this is Captain Brian Ball we've been talking to, and Brian, you want to tell them the name of your charter business and your phone number?
Yeah, you can check me out on the web there at tarponfishingswfl.com, and my phone number is 941-815-1758. Give me a call, and we'd love to get you on the water. Frank, it's always a pleasure talking to you.
Likewise, my friend. I've been good friends with Brian for quite a while, and I can tell you, you know, you hear me talk about it, but Brian is he's a lot of fun to fish with, really cool guy. You'll enjoy the day. And if you didn't catch his website, just click the picture right next to this, picture Brian holding some fish. It'll take you right to his website, and you can get all his information right there. And thank you guys so much for listening on the water with our On the Water Radio Fishing, and thanks for all the good comments. I appreciate all the stuff that I've been getting, emails and some phone calls about the On the Water stuff. And we appreciate you guys listening. We hope you enjoy it. Thank you, Brian. And click his picture, get on there, and talk to Brian. Fishing Frank, Radio Fishing.